And the angel Michael, one of the archangels, seized me by my right hand and lifted me up and led me forth into all the secrets, and he showed me all the secrets of righteousness. And he showed me all the secrets of the ends of heaven and all the chambers of all the stars and all the luminaries whence they proceed before the face of the Holy Ones. And he translated my spirit into the heaven of heavens, and I saw there as it were a structure built of crystals, and between those crystals tongues of living fire. And my spirit saw the girdle which girt that house of fire, and on its four sides were streams full of living fire, and they girt that house. And round about were seraphim, cherubim, and upanim. These are they who sleep not, and they guard the throne of his glory. And I saw angels who could not be counted, a thousand thousands, and 10,000 times 10,000, encircling that house. And Michael, and Raphael, and Gabriel, and Penuel, and the holy angels who are above the heavens, go in and out of that house. And they came forth from that house, and Michael, and Gabriel, Raphael, and Penuel, and many holy angels without number. And with them the head of days, his head white and pure as wool, and his raiment indescribable. And I fell on my face, and my whole body became relaxed, and my spirit was transfigured. And I cried with a loud voice, with the spirit of power, and blessed and glorified and extolled. And these blessings, which went forth of my mouth, were well pleasing before that head of days. And that head of days came with Michael and Gabriel, Raphael and Penuel, thousands and 10,000s of angels without number. And he, the angel, came to me and greeted me with his voice and said unto me, This is the Son of Man, who is born into righteousness, and righteousness abides him, and the righteousness of the head of days forsakes him not. And he said unto me, He proclaims unto thee peace in the name of the world to come. For from hence has proceeded peace since the creation of the world, and so shall it be unto thee forever and forever and ever. And all shall walk in his ways, since righteousness never forsaketh him. With him will be their dwelling places, and with him their heritage, and they shall not be separated from him forever and ever and ever. And so there shall be length of days with that Son of Man, and the righteous shall have peace and an upright way, in the name of the Lord of spirits, for ever and ever. The book of the courses of the luminaries of the heaven, the relations of each, according to their classes, the dominion, and their seasons, according to their names and places of origin, and according to their mouth, with Uriel, the holy angel who was with me, who is their guide, showed me, and he showed me all their laws, exactly as they are, and how it is with regard to all the years of the world, and unto eternity, till the new creation is accomplished, which dureth till eternity. And this is the first law of the luminaries. The luminary, the sun, has its rising in the eastern portals of the heaven, and its setting in the western portals of the heaven. And I saw six portals in which the sun rises, and six portals in which the sun sets, and the moon rises and sets in these portals. And the leaders of the stars, and those whom they lead, six in the east and six in the west, and all following each other in accurately corresponding order. Also many windows to the right and to the left of these portals. And first there goes forth the great luminary named the sun, and his circumference is like the circumference of the heaven, and he is quite filled with illuminating and heating fire. The chariot on which he ascends, the wind drives, and the sun goes down from the heaven and returns through the north in order to reach the east. And is so guided that he comes to appropriate that portal and shines in the face of the heaven. In this way he rises in the first month in the great portal, which is the fourth, those six portals in the cast. And in that fourth portal from which the sun rises in the first month are 12 windows opening, from which proceed a flame when they are opened in their season. When the sun rises in the heaven, he comes forth through that fourth portal 30 mornings in succession, and sets accurately in the fourth portal in the west of the heaven. And during this period the days become longer, and the night nightly shorter to the 13th morning. On that day the day is longer than the night by its ninth part, and the day amounts exactly to 10 parts, and the night to 8 parts. And the sun rises from that fourth portal, and sets in the fourth, and returns to the fifth portal on the east 30 mornings, and rises from it, and sends its fifth portal. And then the day becomes longer, by 2 parts, and amounts to 11 parts, and the night becomes shorter, and amounts to 7 parts. And it returns to the east, and enters into the 6th, 14th portal, and rises from it, and sets 30 mornings. And when 30 mornings are accomplished, the day decreases by exactly 1 part, and becomes 11 parts, and the night 7. And the sun goes forth from that 6th portal in the west, and goes to the east, and rises in the 5th portal for 30 mornings, and sets in the west again, in the 5th western portal. On that day, the day decreases by 2 parts, and amounts to 10 parts, and the night to 8 parts. And the sun goes forth from that 5th portal, and sets in the 5th portal of the west, and rises in the 4th portal for 130 mornings on account of its sign, and sets in the west. On that day, the day is equalized with the night, and the night amounts to 9 parts, and the day to 9 parts. And the sun rises from that portal and sets in the west, and returns to the east and rises 30 mornings in the 3rd portal, and sets in the west in the 3rd portal. And on that day, the night becomes longer than the day, and the night becomes longer than night, and day shorter than day till the 13th morning. And the night amounts exactly to 10 parts, and the day to 8 parts. And the sun rises from the 3rd portal, and sets in the 3rd portal in the west, and returns to the east. And for 30 mornings rises in the 2nd portal in the east, and in like manner sets in the 2nd portal in the west of heaven. And on that day, the night amounts to 11 parts, and the day to 7 parts. And the sun rises on that day from that 2nd portal, and sets in the west in the 2nd portal, and returns to the east into the 1st portal for 130 mornings, and sets in the 1st portal in the west of heaven. And on that day the night becomes longer, and amounts to the double of the day. And the night amounts to exactly to 12 parts, and the day to 6. And the sun has traversed the divisions of his orbit, and turns again on those divisions of his orbit, and enters that portal 30 mornings, and sets also in the west opposite to it. And on that night has the night decreased in length by a 9th part, and the right has become 11 parts, and the day 7 parts. And the sun has returned and entered into the 2nd portal in the east, and returns on those his divisions of his orbit for 30 mornings, rising and setting. And on that day the night decreases in length, and night amounts to 10 parts, and the day to 8. And on that day sun rises from that portal, and sets in the west, and returns to the east, and rises in the 3rd portal for 140 mornings, and sets in the west of heaven. On that day the night decreases and amounts to 9 parts, and the day to 9 parts, and the night is equal to the day, and the year is exactly as to its days 364. And the lengths of the days, and of the night, and the shortness of the day, and of the night, arise through the course of the sun these distinctions are made. So it comes that its course becomes daily longer, and its course nightly shorter. And this is the law and the course of the sun. And his return, as often as he returns 60 times and rises, the great luminary, which is named the sun. And that which rises in the great luminary, and is so named according to its appearance, according as the Lord commanded. As he rises, so he sets and decreases not, and rests not, but runs day and night, and his light is sevenfold brighter than that of the moon. But as regards size, they are both equal, the moon and its paces. And after this law, I saw another law dealing with a smaller luminary, which is named the moon. And her circumference is like the circumference of the heaven, and the chariot in which she rides is driven by the wind, and light is given to her in measure. And her rising and setting change every month, and her days are like the days of the sun, and when her light is uniform, it amounts to the seventh part of the light of the sun. And thus she rises, and her first pace in the east comes forth in the 13th morning, and on that day she becomes visible, and constitutes for you the first pace of the moon on the 13th day, together with the sun in the portal where the sun rises. And the one half of her goes forth by a seventh part, and her whole circumference is empty, without light.